But first, state lawmakers are back in action in Lansing today, and the State Redistricting and Elections Committee today holding hearings on a proposed package of bills aimed at preventing voter fraud. While Republicans say it's important for the integrity of our elections, voting rights advocates disagree. One of those testifying today was Butch Hollowell, general counsel for the NAACP. Butch, thanks for joining us this evening.
Happy to be with you, Michael.
So what is that experience like? You were there talking to state lawmakers. Were they receptive to your viewpoints?
I think so. A number of members of the committee, not only during the questioning, but even afterwards, were saying that perhaps their minds might have been changed a little bit, because really these are not bills to prevent voter fraud, because we don't have voter fraud in Michigan. I presented to the committee testimony from Candace Miller, our former Secretary of State, and Terry Lynn Land, who've said that, you know, we don't have a voting fraud problem in Michigan. So these bills are aimed at curing a problem that doesn't exist in the first place.
Well, it seems like we have to show ID, photo ID, for so many things nowadays, buying cigarettes or alcohol, taking a flight. Why shouldn't voting require this simple step of confirming a person's identity?
Well, it does already. The law already does require photo ID at the polls, and we did argue against that at the time because you have 622,000 Michiganians that of voting age that don't have driver's licenses. You have a lot of people who just don't use, they don't drive, or they're disabled. They're people of color who just don't have that voting ID. And even though you may say, well, you need it for other purposes, the fact is that the right to vote is a fundamental right, and you can't place barriers or burdens on that without a super good reason or a compelling reason, and we don't have that reason. It was one of the things that came out in questioning with Woodrow Stanley.
What do you consider the biggest barrier in this package of bills, then?
Well, there are three bills that we really are objecting to. One of them, in terms of Senate Bill 754, basically new regulations on making organizations register for voter registration with the Secretary of State's office and going through a Secretary of State, training, but there's no procedures to do the training, and we don't even know if they're staffed up to do it. There's no budget for it, and they've put penalties if you don't register of a felony. So that could have a chilling effect on voting registration, which is really a beautiful thing. I mean, you really want people to register to vote. And the second thing is, again, they want to put additional voter ID, photo ID requirements, and we're saying that there really hasn't been any reason to do that. And the third thing that they want to do is to purge voter rolls. And a lot of times you have people who have just moved from one place to the next, and they don't get picked up because of glitches, not in anything they've done, but in the state system. And they want to purge those names from voter rolls. And so if somebody comes to their voting place and their name is not on the list, it causes all kinds of problems.
Now,
they're going to cause more confusion,
sure,
frankly.
Sure. Now, you say that this is a part of a larger national effort across the country. So how did it end up in Michigan, and what is the goal exactly?
We think the goal is to suppress the vote, particularly of voters of color. Across the nation, we're seeing this pattern of these kinds of laws being put up just before the November 2012 elections. In fact, 36 states have passed or are now in the process of passing this legislation, which create these kinds of barriers. We should be doing the opposite. You know, we should be expanding the voter franchise by, doing things like having, more expanded early voting or
Are you saying that state lawmakers here in Michigan that are backing this set of bills, that their goal is basically to keep minorities from being able to vote?
We say that that is certainly going to be the effect of what this does. And when we've taken a look at how this disproportionately impacts voters of color and the disabled and the seniors, we ask the committee to take a step backward and look at how they are going to have that kind of an impact. But absolutely it will. And so that's why we're fighting so hard against it. We ought to be expanding the right to vote, not contracting.
I'm talking to Butch Hollowell. He is the general counsel for the NAACP. I do wonder, though, if there is already a photo ID required, what is the problem with a further photo ID step in the process.
Exactly. Well, why are they adding additional complications to a process which is already should be very clear? We think that the trajectory of voting rights in this nation has always been to expand the franchise. It used to be that you had to be white in order to vote, and that you had to be a property owner in order to vote, and you had to be a male in order to vote, and then of course we had all kinds of prohibitions. But over the centuries, we have gradually expanded at giving the right of vote to those people of color and women and others. And so this is an odd turn where now we're going backwards in terms of making voting harder. We should be doing the opposite. Well, we should be expanding the franchise so that people can fully participate in democracy.
You did point out that the Secretary of State's office added a box on the February ballot for a voter to affirm that they are an American citizen. That sounds like a fairly uncontroversial step, but what's the problem with that?
No, because it's already the law. And because you, in order to vote in Michigan, when you register, you have to be a citizen. You have to be 18 years of age and be within the state within 30 days. And the other problem was that the Secretary of State did that. For the first time any Secretary of State in Michigan has ever done this, she altered the ballot without legislation. And this was during the February 28th Republican presidential election. So we've had a series of nonpartisan Secretaries of State. This one looks to be very partisan and is not following the procedures which are required. So what we're saying is, you know, why are you doing that when that's already the law? You're adding a step to make voting more difficult. We should be moving in the direction of expanding the franchise to more people, not less.
Assuming the package of bills does get voted through, do you really think there's enough there to alter the outcome of the election this year?
I think that's their intention, probably, is to see if they can't cast some kind of a pall over the vote. And that's why there are groups such as the NAACP, the League of Women Voters, and others that want to make sure that this does not happen. And I think that there was enough of a reaction at today's hearing where people hopefully have second thoughts about rushing into this and altering which is, you know, what is our most fundamental right, and that is the right to vote.
Although,
we need to have clean, fair elections.
Although, don't you think lawmakers are well aware of all these facts already?
I don't think they were, particularly when I gave them the facts of the numbers, for example, who don't have a photo identification, its impact on various communities, and how this is really a duplication of some of the laws that we already have on the books. So even the bill sponsor, when Representative Stanley asked the senator who introduced the bill, you know, to say, what is the reason for it? Where's the body of, you know, problems out there? And you could have heard crickets. There was no response because there hasn't been any problem to cure in the first place.
So you're saying the sponsor of the bill himself does not know why he presented this bill?
He couldn't answer even the most basic questions about what was in the bill. And this was Senator Dave Robertson. It was frankly a little embarrassing. If you don't know why you're putting forth legislation and you can't explain it to the committee in the House of Representatives, then maybe we shouldn't be passing these new laws, which only have the effect of making elections less fair and less free in the state.
So if this does get through, are we likely to see some lawsuits filed, and do you anticipate where that will go from there?
Well, one step at a time. We think that there was some traction made today. I think it opened the eyes of a number of members of the committee who maybe had thought that this wasn't such a big deal, and I think we let people see that it is a very big deal, and we need to make sure that we're not kind of rushing in to make adjustments on the 7 million registered voters in this state without good reason.
Where does this legislation come from, then? Have you had any sense of nationally where it's who's backing this effort?
Yeah, a lot of it comes from the Republican National Committee and many of the state legislatures who have passed these kinds of laws have taken directions and talking points and from them. And so this is where it has come from. There's no secret about that. And so we're just saying that it's just bad policy. A lot of the groups that were in there, such as the NAACP and the League of Women Voters, we don't care, Democrat or Republican. We just want more people to vote. And I explained, for example, in voter registration, that is an uplifting process. You go on a Saturday afternoon, you got your clipboard, you go into the neighborhoods, and people say, you know, I hadn't registered before, I'm glad to do it now. We shouldn't cast a pall over that. We should uplift that process. It's important for our democracy.
Well, certainly we'll want to get a Republican lawmaker on the program to get the other perspective on it. But Butch Hollowell, general counsel for the NAACP. Butch, thanks so much for joining us this evening.
It's always great to be with you. Thank you, Michael.